Welcome to the Brunch Bites podcast.
Hello. Hi.
We're finally back with one of these episodes.
We're back.
Boy, don't be excited about it. We wouldn't want anyone to think that you're excited.
You don't sound excited either, so I'm just, you know.
Do have a lot of things. Not a lot of things. We got a few things to talk about. Some things that haven't made the show probably won't make the show. Most quotable movies of all time. Our take on the whole Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift thing. And if we've got time, what is the best Office episode of all time? That's coming up. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's go. This episode is brought to you by Sunday PC. Elevate your workspace with the Sunday PC mini desktop computer, a powerhouse in a compact design. The Sunday PC is perfect for you multitaskers, creators, and innovators looking for a reliable sidekick. Check it out at sundaypc.com. All right, today, first thing we're talking about, let's go and start with the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift thing. This thing has taken on even more of a life of its own than I thought it would. And I don't know that I've asked you your opinion on it.
I'm here for it. But I also wish, like, his ex-girlfriend or whatever would just, like, be quiet.
Who is his ex-girlfriend? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't
know.
She apparently, like, tweeted something or said something about how Taylor needed to, like, watch out because he was, like, a cheater and...
Oh, scorned woman coming
back.
And I'm like,
okay, I don't know how long y'all have been apart. People change.
It's just because he cheated on her. You don't mean he's going to cheat on her.
Doesn't mean he's going to cheat on Taylor Swift. I mean, come on. He, like, literally... What? He shooted his shot.
You know what? I was looking for a way to describe it, and he shooted his shot. Is a great way to put it. I love Bill Belichick's comments, who never comments on anything in a press conference, has almost zero sense of humor, came with, what's the best catch he's ever had? So,
yeah.
Have you thought that this is all big, like, one big joke on everybody? Like, maybe they're just friends?
I don't know, because, like, if you've seen the videos of him from the game, and he's, like, looking up and, like, smiling, and, like, Patrick comes over there, and they're like...
Like, hey, man, look at this.
Like, yeah... I don't know. That just doesn't seem like...
It doesn't... It might be like a 10-year-old boy on a playground.
I really loved how, like, respectful he was when they were, like, walking down the hall.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm here for it.
They were out
Travis
pretty late.
Kelce, you get it.
They were out pretty late that night, so there may be something to it. I do want to take exception, and I'm sure half the girls that say this are joking, but when they're like, oh, yeah... Taylor Swift put Travis Kelce on the map. I'm like, might be the best tight end in the league, and he's got 2 Super Bowl rings. I think Travis Kelce put
Travis Kelce on the map. Okay.
So there you go. All right. Most quotable movies of all time. We're actually borrowing this from the New Heights podcast. They were talking about, like, the most quotable movies of their childhood, like, their generation. Theirs was The Big Lebowski and Dumb and Dumber. Now, I saw you over there. Writing stuff down. Were you writing down the most quotable movies of all time?
No, that's not what I was writing down.
Oh, okay. Can you pretend just for the sake of the episode that she's over there? Okay.
I mean, I was preparing for something else, but not that.
Preparing for something else today that we're on the show?
But not that.
Oh, okay. What would you say is your most quotable movie of all time? And sometimes this is, you know, what makes this hard is in my head, most of Will Ferrell's movies all end up kind of just
on this list.
Well, they just kind of end up all together. I sometimes have a hard time remembering, is this from The Other Guys? Is this from Step Brothers? Is this from Talladega Nights?
I don't. I know what everything's from.
Is it from Anchorman?
Dang, I'm trying to think.
I'm trying to think of the ones that you and I use, because for those that don't know, we have our own language almost.
We speak We speak our own language.
And a lot of it is in one-liners from movies.
Let me see here.
I'll tell you one that I use quite a bit.
What?
Is it, what's it, Dodgeball.
Which one?
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Nobody!
He does say that a lot. And
Joni loves Chachi.
Joni loves Chachi.
That one's pretty quotable. That one gets up on the list.
Oh, I would say Bad Boys. I quote a lot of things from Bad Boys.
Bad Boys 2, right?
Both of them.
No.
Both of them.
I don't like Bad Boys 1. Is that
weird? Oh, I love Bad Boys 2. Let's go, let's go, let's go. You gotta learn the words.
We usually only do the course. All right, so Bad Boys is on the list. Other movies that should be on the list, if you don't have them, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, should be on everyone's most quotable movie lines list.
I was gonna say Anchorman before that one.
Really?
Yeah.
You think Shake and Bake's what's better in Anchorman? But here's what's funny. My favorite quotable line from Anchorman is not by Will Ferrell. It's Paul Rudd's line.
Which one?
60% of the time it works.
Oh.
Every time.
Sex Panther by Odeon.
And then when he goes around the office and people are like running out, yeah, the next scene, they're hosing him down. That's like, hilarious.
This is worse than when the raccoon got in the copier. The fact that I knew that.
Oh.
You look like a blueberry.
As far as my house goes, Nacho Libre is incredibly quotable.
I don't. Not for me. I would say if I was going to pick my chick flick, it would be like Steel Magnolias, because I quote that a lot.
That's like very, funny lines from Steel Magnolias?
That's a very old movie.
I don't know any. I've never. I think I saw it with you a couple years ago. I've never seen it other than that, though.
It's so good.
I'm trying to think.
Have you seen Little Women? No, you haven't.
Do you think I've seen Little Women?
I know your mom is.
My mom gave up being a regular girl when she had her fourth boy. She just was like, I'll never get to pick a movie.
Okay, well.
I take that back. I used to watch some chick flicks with my mom, but they were always older, like Affair to Remember, stuff like that. So, trying to think of anything else that's just incredibly quotable. Napoleon Dynamite, for a certain generation, our generation to be specific, that was a very quotable movie. So yes, that one belongs on the list.
Let's see. Let me think. Napoleon Dynamite is a good one.
I liked Kingpin. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's got Bill Murray in it.
I love Kingpin. Yes, it's got Woody Harrelson in it.
That one's pretty good.
I don't quote. I don't know anything.
Ghostbusters. I can't say some of them but my favorite one is Mayor says, "Is this true?" He says, "It is, sir. This man has no dick." Like, that is one of the greatest lines in any movie ever.
Of course you would think that's funny.
Dude, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, child.
I am a giant child. Look. Yeah, you're right. That comment's what it made everybody watching this video or listening to this podcast think it was. Not the giant He-Man in the background. The Other Guys is very quotable.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, but I think if we were going to put our list together, I think the ones we've listed so far is probably really good.
Step Brothers. I could literally quote Step Brothers from like start to finish.
I watched my own son use a bike as a weapon.
I watched my own son use a bicycle as a weapon. Mom, I seriously thought he was going to rape me. He had this crazy look in his eye, and he said, "Let's get it on."
I was talking about the fight.
I am so not a raper.
We will have to bleep both of those out.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, so there you go. If we were putting our list together, that'd be it. And Buddy the Elf.
Oh, I don't know that movie.
No, yes you do. The Elf?
I don't know that movie like you do.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? That's hilarious.
I don't know that.
It's so good. All right, so there you go. If we were putting our list together, that would be our...
That would be our list.
List. So we talked about it a couple of days ago on the iHeart show that I have never seen the last two seasons of The Office.
Oh, yes.
We did, however, watch episode one of, was it season 8?
Yes.
So I'm working my way through them. But up till now, if you had to nail it down, what is your favorite episode of The Office? Now, I think if someone was to ask you, you would say that mine is one, but I actually might end up changing mine based on some clips I watched today when I was out on my lunch break in preparation for this.
Okay. Do I need to give you like the episode names? Because I don't know them. I can just tell you what happens.
I think everybody will know. You want me to give mine first?
Yes.
Office Olympics is my favorite.
That is a good one.
I would say the basketball one, and I think you would have probably said I would say the basketball one.
I'm trying to remember.
But I think the Office Olympics is taking it as my favorite.
I'm trying to remember.
Although the Dundies is good. The Dundies is pretty hilarious.
I really like... I can't remember which Halloween episode it is, but it's...
When he's the Sith Lord?
No, that's not that one. Which season is it from?
Oh, if you're going to have to look it up, well, this is going to take way longer than I have slotted for this episode.
Okay. Well, if I have to pick a different one, I could pick a different one.
All right.
Well, the one where he hits Meredith with his car. Fun run.
That's pretty fun. No, so not that one. The second, not the one where he hits her, but the fun run one, which is the episode right after.
The one where he hits her.
Well, that's not the fun run one.
Yes, it is. It's fun run. It's two parts. That
okay, so fun run part one and two is your favorite.
They're two different episodes.
I know, but part one is part one. The other one is part two.
Yeah.
He hits his car. He hits Meredith with his car, and then he organizes the
Michael Scott Dunder Mifflin Meredith Palmer Memorial Fun Run Race for the Cure.
It is pretty good. The best part of that episode is 100% when he is cramming the fettuccine Alfredo. that's pretty good. Rabies victims have an irrational fear of water. Honey, that doesn't make any sense. That's pretty funny.
Solidarity. I say that a lot.
Of the Olympics one I like,
Michael
she's
Scott's
explaining.
Dunder Mifflin Scranton Meredith Palmer Memorial Celebrity Rabies Awareness Pro Am Fun Run Race for the Cure.
As far as the Olympics one, I like when she's explaining the yogurt lids. And she's like, the gold is also the
bronze.
Size of the bronze, so honor system. I find that pretty funny.
I like at the end where he's like, what is this? It's a national anthem because your condo's in America. and then he's like, what are those? He's like, those are the doves.
Those are doves. And Michael starts to cry.
And he's like,
they're playing the national anthem.
Love it.
Well, there you go. We are going to, I am going to make my way through the last two seasons of The Office for the first time.
So far, he seems to be enjoying it.
I did enjoy it. All right. So this podcast will be available every Wednesday. The YouTube version will be available on Thursdays. So audio Wednesday, YouTube version Thursday. Look forward to this every week. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Thanks.
Yeah. Bye.